Friday, July the 2nd. I borrowed Nigel's roller skates and practiced on the pavement. I'm okay as long as I've got something to hold on to. I wanted to wear my skates in the house so that I would develop confidence, but my father complained about damaging the kitchen floor. Saturday, July the 3rd. 12:15 p.m. Got up at 6 a.m. for more roller skating practice, but our neighbour, Mr. Davis, shouted at me because I was making a noise so early in the morning, so I had to stop. Bought a kilo of grapes when the shop opened, came home, had a bath, washed my hair and cut my toenails. Then I put all my clothes on the bed and tried to decide what to wear. Finally, at 10:30, I phoned Nigel and asked him what youths wore at roller skating rinks. He said they wear red satin running shorts, sleeveless satin vests, white knee socks, Sony Walkman earphones and one gold earring. I finally chose my black gym shorts, my white string vest and my grey knee socks. I'm the only person in the world who doesn't have a Sony Walkman, and I haven't had my ears pierced. But I hope Sharon Botts won't mind too much. 6 p.m. That's the first and last time I go roller skating. Sharon Botts is an expert. She skates at 60 kilometres an hour. She sometimes slowed down and said, "Stop holding the barrier, idiot!" We went to the coffee bar and had a Coke, and I gave her the grapes. She said, "Why have you brought me grapes? I'm not ill." I tried to make it clear by looking at her lycra body stocking and miniskirt, but then the roller disco started and she went to dance. She was soon surrounded by tall youths in satin shorts, so I went home. I phoned Nigel and told him that Sharon Botts was a waste of time. He said that Sharon had already phoned him and told him that I'd embarrassed her by wearing my gym shorts. Nigel said that he's not going to organise any more blind dates. Sunday, July the 4th. Bert Baxter phoned at 1 p.m. and asked me to go urgently to his house. When I arrived, the TV was off, so I knew something serious had happened. He said, "Queenie doesn't feel well." I asked her what was wrong, and she said, "I've got terrible pains in my chest." Bert hadn't phoned the doctor because Queenie was frightened of doctors. I phoned my mother and asked for advice. She said she would come immediately. While we were waiting, I made a cup of tea, fed the dog, and made Bert a beetroot sandwich. My parents came, and my mother phoned for an ambulance. When it arrived, she went with Queenie to the hospital, and my father and I stayed with Bert. 2 hours later, my mother phoned to say that Queenie had had a stroke and would be in hospital for a long time. Bert said, "What am I going to do without my girl to help me?" Girl? Queenie is 78. Monday, July the 5th. Queenie can't speak. She can't move the muscles of her mouth. My mother's been at Bert's all day, cleaning and cooking. My father's going to go and see him every day after work. I've promised to take Bert's horrible dog, Sabre, for his morning and evening walks. I left a note on Pandora's coat today. I told her about Queenie and suggested that she visit Bert, as he's very sad. Friday, July the 9th. The summer holidays started today. No more school for 8 weeks. Then tonight, something even better happened. I was at Bert's house, ironing his enormous underpants, when Pandora walked into the living room. Bert looked much happier and told me to make some tea. I looked longingly at Pandora, and she looked longingly back at me. At 9:30 p.m, I washed Bert and then helped him to get into bed. When he started snoring, Pandora and I fell into each other's arms. We stayed like that till 10 p.m. On the way home, I asked Pandora when she had realised that she still loved me. She said, "When I saw you ironing those horrible underpants." Monday, July the 12th. I have been round to Bert's every day to take horrible Sabre out for a walk. I hate the way people cross the road when they see us coming. I hope Queenie gets better soon. She loves to be seen with Sabre. Thursday, July the 15th. Pandora's parents took Bert to the hospital to visit Queenie this evening, So Pandora and I spent 2 brilliant hours lying on her parents' bed watching a video. I was very careful not to touch Pandora's erotic zones. When the film finished, we talked about our futures. Pandora said that after university, she would like to go and help people in the third world countries. Unfortunately, the cigarette she was smoking fell out of her hand and burned a hole in the bed. Pandora's very worried. Her parents don't smoke. Friday, July the 16th. Stick Insect has just phoned to ask if my father's home from work yet. Her voice sounded sad. I expect she's regretting her promiscuous behaviour now that her baby's about to be born. I told my mother it was a wrong number. It's not good for pregnant women to worry about things like that. Saturday, July the 17th. I've just seen my father and Stick Insect walking arm in arm. It's good of my father to help Stick Insect, but he should be more careful of public opinion. If people see a man arm in arm with a pregnant woman, they'll think he's the baby's father. Monday, July the 19th. Went to see Grandma. She was making her Christmas cake. I helped her make the cake, and I made a wish while I put the 20 pence coins in. I was very selfish. I could have wished for world peace, or for Queenie to get better quickly. But instead, I wished that the spots on my shoulders would disappear before my summer holiday. I hate the thought of all the holidaymakers on Skegness Beach seeing all my spots. Wednesday, July the 21st. My father announced at breakfast that he's going to have a vasectomy. I couldn't eat my sausages after that. Only 10 days to go before our holiday in Skegness begins. I've asked my father if Pandora can come with us. The thought of being alone with my parents for 2 weeks is depressing. My father said, she's welcome to come if she pays the cost of £120. Thursday, July the 22nd. While we were cleaning Bert's house, I asked Pandora if she would like to come to Skegness. She said, darling, I would follow you to hell, but I won't go to Skegness. Bert was very angry and told her she was a snob. Pandora's face went red. She said, I'm very sorry, Bert. People forget so easily that they're privileged. To change the subject, Pandora phoned the hospital and asked how Queenie was. The nurse said that Queenie had asked for her lipstick today. Bert smiled when he heard the news. That's good, he said. That means that Queenie's getting better. We put Bert to bed. Then I walked Pandora home. We had a long, passionate kiss. Then Pandora whispered, Adrian, take me to Skegness. It was the most romantic sentence I've ever heard. Saturday, July the 24th. I went shopping for holiday clothes today. My mother came with me. We had an argument about my taste in clothes. Quite a few teenagers in the shop were having arguments with their parents. My mother and I didn't speak for some time, until she tried to make me buy a yellow leopard skin t-shirt. I told her I wouldn't try it on, so she bought it for herself. The shop assistant said, you've got a cool mother. Monday, July the 26th. Courtney Elliott, the postman, brought my father a letter this morning from his boss, telling him that he wasn't working fast enough. My father was very angry, but my mother said, he's right, George, you're always home early. My father went out and slammed the door. My mother made Courtney a cup of tea and I went to see Bert. Tuesday, July the 27th. Pandora's father won't give her £120 for Skegness. He said he'd already paid £400 for a canoeing holiday for his family in September. So, there will be 2 weeks without Pandora. Unless I can find a way to earn £120 quickly. Pandora doesn't have any money of her own. She spends all her money buying strings for her viola. My mother's bump started showing today. She seems quite proud of it. She's showing it to everybody who comes to the house. I have to leave the room. Thursday, July the 29th. My father has been working very hard for the last 3 days. He hasn't been coming home till 10 p.m. He's getting very worried about leaving his work to go on holiday. We went to see Queenie in hospital. She can't speak properly, so it was embarrassing trying to understand what she was saying. I left after 20 minutes, tired from smiling. Friday, July the 30th. Our family went to Pandora's house to discuss what her family will have to do to look after Bert while we're on holiday. My mother gave Pandora's mother a long list. The last thing on it was the best of luck. Saturday, July the 31st. Rio Grande boarding house. Pandora came round this morning to say goodbye, but I was too busy packing and looking for my swimming costume to feel sad. We finally left at 6 p.m. The car broke down on the way, so we didn't arrive at the Rio Grande until 12:30. It was locked. We rang the doorbell for ages, and finally, a miserable-looking man unlocked the door. He said, "Mole family, you're late. These doors are locked at 11 p.m, and there's a 50p fine for latecomers. I'm Bernard Pork, the owner. Now I'm in my basement room. I wish I were at home."